Local Men, Local Communities is a program supporting men aged 25 plus in our community. There are many ways your community group or organization can support the mental health and well-being of local men. Why not get involved and become a supporter of local men in your area? If you have any questions or would like more information, go to localmen-localcommunities.com.au. Station sponsor. Local Men, Local Communities is a great initiative by the South Gippsland Shire Council to raise awareness of men's mental health. And regular listeners will know that we have covered a number of those events which have been initiated by the council. But these things did happen in isolation. There was a lot of very professional advice given to the council. And on the line, I have Michelle Debenham, who is with Wellways Australia, an expert in this area who advised the council. And we're going to find out exactly what Wellways did with the council. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, David. How are you?
I am very well. Now, how did you get involved with the council?
I worked actually previously in some gatekeeper training. Gatekeeper training is wellness training, basically teaching people how to recognise when they're becoming unwell and what to do from a mental health perspective. So I worked a little bit with Barbara there at the council, and when they started the local men project, they asked me if I would be involved and do some training with the local men, and I said yes, of course. So that's how we got involved.
And these are the men who were involved in putting together some of these programs.
Yes, it was all driven by men in the community that Barbara made connections with from different mental health focused events. And they became local champions to advise on what local men really needed to create that connectedness in the community.
So there've been quite a number of projects underway, and there are still more coming up. But men's mental health is quite an issue. Men don't tend to talk much, do they, about mental health?
No, there's still a little bit of stigma around mental health, and men tend to still feel like they have to be tough and, you know, think that they'll just soldier on. And I guess it's improving. I see now younger men are much better at connecting with each other and asking each other, you know, if they're concerned about each other, what's going on. But, you know, some of the older community still think they have to tough it out and not get support.
Yes, I've spoken to people who've retired and joined this program because they were just rotting away at home. They had nowhere to go, and then they found that they could actually talk to people and form social connections.
Correct, and they've done an amazing job, some of those men, and that's really true. And in fact, people's mental health can deteriorate a lot when they retire, because when they're working in a job, they have an identity. They might be the school principal, or they might be the local counsellor, and they feel a sense of importance. They have a sense of what they're doing next and where they're going next and what their goals are. And when they retire, everyone thinks it's going to be fantastic, but a lot of people struggle with that lack of identity and the lack of purpose. People like to feel needed, and they like to feel connected to their community, and men are the same as women. They feel exactly the same.
So is this loneliness?
I think it does come, a lot of it comes down to loneliness, yes, and I think COVID has probably, you know, really magnified that a little bit too. I think nobody knew what to do during COVID, and, you know, we were told to be locked down, which we had to do, of course. But I think that kind of added that extra struggle, especially for men who were working and then couldn't go to work and were working from home. Mm. Women tend to be better at connecting in the community and going to different groups and doing activities. And one of the things that's really good for men is things like the community groups, you know, where they, I can't remember what they're called, the men sheds?
Yes.
Yeah, men sheds. Yeah, so they're really great. We did quite a few events at the local men sheds in the different areas, and we found it really valuable and had some really good feedback from local men, and they found the education really helpful.
So it's a matter of men needing to feel wanted before they go into the depths of depression.
I guess it's for everyone. You know, that people like to feel like they are needed, wanted, and have a purpose. They like to feel like they've got connection with somebody, whether it's a friend or family or a workplace colleague, and they like to have something to look forward to. And that's human nature. You know, we like to have those three things in our lives: someone to connect to, something to look forward to, and something to make us feel like we have a purpose.
Yes, I think that you mentioned COVID before. I think that was quite important because a lot of people were getting very depressed during COVID because there was no social interaction, because we're social animals.
We are.
And this is the sort of problem, particularly with retirees, that they've lost their sense of purpose. So they're not wanted anymore.
They have. And then I guess that's one age group that struggle. And the other age group that struggle are the men that are that group that are sort of that 30 to 50 age group, where they're working really hard and they get, you know, lost in their work. And then things like the family dynamics change and or, you know, financial difficulty comes into place. They're so busy trying to just work and keep their head above water that they don't look after their mental health. And that age group can be really affected by that as well.
So what are the signs of deteriorating mental health?
So if you're looking at one of your loved ones and you notice that they're behaving in a different way to what they're normally like, for example, if they, you know, go to footy training every weekend or every week without fail and they stop going for no apparent reason, or they become frustrated and angry at little things where they normally would be fairly cruisy sort of person, if they have things like marriage breakdown, financial difficulties or difficulties you know, legally with the law, any of those things can also increase the chances of someone struggling with their mental health. But the signs that we notice are that they start doing things differently than they normally would, that they isolate themselves, that if they're social, they tend to become really, you know, quiet and stay at home rather than go out. And sometimes they speak in a way that has a sense of hopelessness.
Yeah. So the solution
that you really want to start asking some questions about what's going on for them and if there's anything you can do to support them.
Right. And the men themselves should, I know women are in the same category, but this is a men's project. If they identify with any of those things within themselves, should really try and make that social connection. There are so many groups around that would welcome them, as you mentioned, the Men's Shed.
Correct. Yeah, the Men's Shed's a great one, especially for the older retiree men. And things like sports, even if you're not necessarily good at a sport, but you're just interested in that sport, you can become involved as, you know, as an official, or you could become involved as a player, or you can become involved as a coach. And that just creates that connection with the community and gives that person a sense of well-being and purpose. And that's really important to people. People like to feel needed and wanted.
And Wellways is involved in increasing awareness or counselling people in the sense, is it?
So we have lots of different services. We have services based specifically for people with mental health issues. And we also support carers of people with mental health issues, because sometimes carers find it really difficult and struggle with their own mental health issues when they're supporting a loved one. So we can provide education and respite for carers, and we can provide support services and introduction into NDIS and things like that for the participants. Yeah.
Yeah, very important. And people do forget about the carers and the people on the other side of the equation.
Correct.
But I hope that listeners have got a bit more understanding of just what can lead to depression, which could go even further into something more serious. But there are solutions. And look, if people are feeling depressed, there's always help available. Lifeline 13 11 14, Beyond Blue 1300 22 43 36, or why not just phone the South Gippsland Council and speak to Barbara Look, who is running this program, and you can get her on 5662 9319, and she may be able to direct you to a group which would welcome you with open arms. Michelle, thank you so much for talking with South Coast FM today.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.